Up with it, girl. Rock with it, girl. Show them it, girl. Bada bang bang. Bounce with it, girl. Dance with it, girl. Get with it, girl. Bada bang bang.
Come on, bada bang bang. Turn the radio on. It's Friday night and I won't be long. All right, we're back at the Slider House. This is going to be a great segment because I think Martin Kilcoyne's listening. And it's like probably like while he's like dipping his hand into like a McDonald's or a fast food bag to pick up that French fry. And we're about to tell him right now the healthy options at fast food restaurants. So, and there are some healthy options, allegedly, right?
Well, no, I think there's healthy options. You know, I just think you have to search them out because everyone likes what they like. So they're going to order fries and all the stuff that's bad. And, you know, you can pick any one of these restaurants, McDonald's. Let's start there. You get a Happy Meal, which is great. Kids love Happy Meal, Chicken McNuggets, apple slices, and low-fat yogurt and low-fat milk. That's a healthy thing to eat.
Yeah, okay.
Now, there's bad stuff you could eat there, too. But if you're going to pick something good, then, you know, try to pick things that have fruit, low-fat yogurt, some milk, some protein.
And this is geared towards kids because, you know, a lot of people take their kids to fast food restaurants and – hey, it's not horrible to do so. I mean, it's completely up to you if you want to, you know, feed your kids fast food or whatever. But just saying, if you're going to take your kids to fast food restaurants, it's not a bad idea to introduce some of the healthier options. And there are ways to get your kids to partake in some of these healthier options because it's hard when you take your kid to McDonald's and they've been going there for 5 or 6 years of their life. And all of a sudden you tell them, hey, you're going to have apple slices and not French fries. Well, all of a sudden going to McDonald's really isn't all that fun or nearly as fun as it used to be. So there are ways to kind of introduce them and kind of wean them away from some of these unhealthier options.
I agree with that. And I think, you know, the take-home message partly is start early. You know, when if you're going to take them, look, we all go to fast food restaurants. You're going to stop. You're going to eat. And there are ways to eat fairly healthy at these restaurants. So if you're going to do it and you're going to introduce your kids to it, start them early. Like you said, after 10 years of eating fries and a milkshake and, you know, a blizzard or whatever, then you can't all of a sudden start with apple slices and yogurt. That's not going to fly.
Right.
So you have to introduce them to healthy options at any of these fast food restaurants. But if they're used to eating dessert to have apple slices and they're used to yogurt, you know, that's a pretty good thing to eat. If you're used to a hot fudge sundae, yeah, yogurt's not going to get it.
You know, so one option that they say is, hey, if you're going to supersize or if you're going to order a large fry, order one for yourself and share it with your kid so the kid isn't eating the entire large French fry.
Absolutely. And give them 4 nuggets, not 14 nuggets.
Wow. 4. I used to beg when I was a kid for the 9-piece.
There you go.
I never graduated to the 9. I had 6. I stuck with 6-piece my whole life. You know? Pass on the soda, Doc. You don't need the soda.
No.
Right?
No.
That's kind of
they should be drinking soda anyway. I mean,
self-explanatory.
You know, yeah, I mean, they shouldn't be drinking soda anyway.
Now, this is interesting. They say that in the car on the way there, you can establish the expectations with your kids beforehand. So all of a sudden, you're not in line or you're at the drive-thru and they're like, hey, welcome to McDonald's. Can I help you? And you're just like, hey, listen, you're not getting French fries. You got deal with this before you get to the drive-thru or before you even, you know, get up to the window, right?
Exactly. So, you know, and then talk to them about what they're going to order, what the healthy choices are, why. And like you said, get that established before you get in a big temper tantrum and the lady's standing there and, you know, you want to order one thing, your child wants to order something terrible. Yeah, get that situated first.
And it's not just young kids, right? It's teenagers too.
Absolutely. And you know what? I mean, it's the same principle. At some point, it's better to pick the healthy options, and there are healthy options.
There are. This is relatively new, though. I wonder if it's affected or impacted the fast food industry. I mean, they're obviously trying to keep up with some of these healthier restaurants and options that are out there. You know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess if you're going to, it's cheaper, too, right? I mean, you think Chick-fil-A, for example, is a better option than some of these other traditional fast food restaurants because I think they present themselves as having healthier fast food.
Well, I think it's the same principle. I think if you go to Chick-fil-A and you get a chicken sandwich that's broiled and you don't get fried food and you don't get their special fries and then dump a ton of stuff on it, then you can eat healthy at Chick-fil-A. I think if you get, you know, 25 Chick-fil-A nuggets and you put some bad stuff on there, a ton of salt, and then you have a milkshake and you have fries, no, I don't think you're helping yourself.
See, I've never understood this about, like, they say a third of the country is overweight, right?
That's being kind, but yes.
A half of the country is overweight.
All right, now you're talking.
Yet the way that the fast food industry markets itself, it's like, hey, not only are you going to get more, but it's going to cost less money. It's like you can supersize now for just 50 cents or whatever, you know, the deal that's going on at the time. You get all this food, Doc, for basically like $3.99, $2.99. I have no idea what it costs to go through the drive-thru and get a supersized meal. But they market themselves as having this incredible amount of food that you really just don't need.
Well, and that's the industry. The industry wants to make the food taste good. They want to make the food smell good. And they want to make you think you're getting value. And you are getting value. You know, I mean, if you're on a budget, these foods are not bad value for your money. But they may not be the healthiest foods. But they can become much healthier with your choices. So if you get the apple slices and the yogurt, it's going to cost you the same as if you got the French fries and something and a cookie. But on the other hand, you know, you can eat pretty well for $3-4. And if you pick the right choices, you can eat pretty healthy for $3-4.
What's worse, the fries or the burger?
Oh, the fries.
Really?
Oh, not even close. The burger's okay. Nothing wrong with the burger. The bread in the burger is probably not that great, but the burger's fine.
When did that become a thing to, like, eat the burger but not the bread?
Well, you know, years ago when people put lettuce, made lettuce hamburgers, so they had lettuce on the top and bottom,
yeah.
And then they just handed you this greasy thing, and you got it all over your clothes because there was no bread.
Mm-hmm. So the fries are worse than, like, even like a Big Mac, for example.
Oh, I mean, you're not fried food.
But, like, I'm talking like Big Mac has that sauce on it, and it's like two burgers and all that bread and whatever. Like, if you had the option, Doc, say, hey, which one's healthier, the French fries or, like, this burger with all these crazy toppings on it and whatever? You still would go with the burger.
The burger's healthier because the burger has protein. The burger has some good stuff in it. The bread probably, again, not so great. The sauce, not so great. There's lettuce. There's probably a little tomato on it. So there's some good stuff. There's nothing good in the French fries.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to dump some ketchup and a bunch of salt on there, and it's fried, and it's got trans fats, and it's going right to your coronary artery. So what's good about that?
Yeah, nothing.
Now, the only good thing about the fries is if you
choose the fruit.
Get the fruit. Get the fruit.
What about some of these salads, though? That, I mean, a salad is supposed to be healthy, right?
And it can be.
It can also be very unhealthy.
Absolutely.
How?
And it's like pizza. It's the same thing. It can be healthy, and it can be terrible.
You said pizza is one of the healthiest foods you can have.
If you don't put a bunch of, you know, sausage and crazy stuff
and,
on
and
it.
And bacon and whatever. But what's the difference between the bread in a burger versus the crust and pizza? Is it just as bad for you or no?
Well, I mean, there's a couple differences. First of all, some of the breads in a good pizza are healthy breads. They're multigrain breads. They're pretty good breads.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first thing. The bread in a hamburger bun is just usually terrible. Now, having said that, if you went to a good restaurant that had multigrain hamburger bun, etc., it could be pretty healthy for you. But pizza, generally, you're not getting that much bread compared to, you know, a big thick bun. So that's the first thing. And if the bun is, I mean, if the pizza has good grains in it, it's pretty healthy. You got cheese, you got tomato, you put some toppings on it, and they're healthy or okay. It's the same thing with a salad. You get the salad's cool. You put a ton of dressing on it, that's fat, that's not so great. And then it depends on what you put it in. Now, if you put chicken and you have some tomatoes and some healthy stuff, the salad's pretty good. If you dump a bunch of stuff that's terrible for you in it, then it's not so good.
Yeah.
Croutons and bacon and, you know, stuff that's unhealthy.
Yeah, this is a perfect way to segue into Frieda's in University City.
Now you're
right?
Talking. It's always healthy there.
Because, again, they've got no sugar, no butter. Because butter's bad, right?
Butter's bad.
Butter's really bad. I mean, the soups are made from scratch. Everything in the kitchen is made from scratch. They are a 100% scratch kitchen located right there in University City off North and South. 314-727-6500 is the phone number. Say hello to Rick and Natasha. And you hear Alexander Steen doing our commercials. And by the way, Steiner's getting married this weekend, so we wish him the best of luck.
Wow.
Yeah, so maybe Frieda's is catering the wedding for all we know all the way over in Sweden. But they can cater for you as well. They've got incredible burgers, great size. You know, it's great for the team after a game. It's great for the family. It's great to go in for lunch on your own. Great juices, great smoothies, incredible healthy desserts that you would never know are healthy, but they're actually much better for you. And the menu is unbelievable. Find out for yourself why so many athletes go in there and eat on a daily basis. You know, Matt Adams is crushing homers, but he wasn't crushing burgers all summer, all winter long. He was going to Frida's, and he dropped like 40 pounds. Paul Stastny, Jaden Schwartz, Alexander Steen, David Backes when he's in town, Alex Petrangelo, these guys go in there all the time. Again, located on North and South, right next to Momo's, 314-727-6500. Doc, we're out of time.
Man, that went fast.
Just like that.